Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol Crescent City area is investigating the death of a cyclist in a vehicle versus cyclist collision in Crescent City on Thursday afternoon. That cyclist, 61-year-old Crescent City man John Evans Jr., was riding his bike northbound when he failed to stop at a four-way stop sign at the intersection of Cooper and El Dorado streets. Evans entered the intersection and collided with a vehicle driven by a 68-year-old man who was headed west. According to the CHP, the driver of the Ford Explorer had stopped at the stop sign and entered the intersection when Evans slammed into his car. Evans suffered fatal injuries, and the investigation is ongoing. The County DUI Task Force, comprised of 10 law enforcement agencies across the county, will beef up patrols over the weekend as people take in the fun of Halloween. Extra officers will be assigned to traffic duty, and DUI saturation patrols will be used to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways. More than 40% of people who were killed in traffic collisions over Halloween between 2009 and 2013 were involved with a DUI driver in some capacity. The Sheriff's Office has released the latest most wanted poster of fugitives wanted in the southern area of the county. There are 6 men and 6 women listed, with the charges ranging from illegal possession of weapons, felony drug warrants, to property crimes. You can view that rogues gallery by visiting the Sheriff's Office website. There is news about Bank of America. Jordan Christmas has more.
In 2016, Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna will no longer have a Bank of America at their known locations after the 3 branches were purchased by Tri-Counties Bank. In an announcement on Wednesday, Tri-Counties entered an agreement to purchase the 3 branches, and they will bring on the current employees that work at each location. CEO Rick Smith said in a statement that we look forward to welcoming our new customers and employees to our expanding branch network along the North Coast communities. The transaction is scheduled to occur in the first quarter of the 2016 year.
Thank you, Jordan. While ghouls and goblins will stalk the streets on Saturday night for Halloween, local fire chiefs want to remind residents to also take the time to change the batteries in their smoke detectors when they turn the clocks back for daylight savings time. Residents should check that smoke detectors are working properly and that they have a fresh battery. More than 60% of all fire deaths occur in residences without a smoke alarm, and they are a proven and effective way to save lives in the event of a fire. The latest Kiplinger report with the best places to retire in the country has been published, and the tax map details the best and worst states when it comes to taxes on income and any special tax breaks seniors enjoy in those states. The top 10 best states for retirees are well known and include Florida, Nevada, and Arizona, while California, Oregon, New York, and New Jersey made the bottom 10. Associate editor Sandra Block said in a statement that what many people don't realize is that where you retire can be more important than what you have in assets when you retire. You can check the Kiplinger tax map yourself by visiting the website online. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California Highway Patrol Officer and Public Information Officer, as well as Hoopa Valley native Cy May, joined Talk Shop on Thursday and immediately spilled the beans. Captain Adam Yeager, another Humboldt County native who was a regular visitor to Talk Shop while commander of the Arcata Area Command, has retired, and he didn't tell anybody. Yeager's retirement will have little impact on one fact of life that comes with living in our region: dangerous driving conditions. As we head into the wetter winter months, drivers will deal with all sorts of driving conditions that can make a simple commute a tough drive. There have been 25 traffic-related deaths on county roads this year alone, and Cy May said that preparedness is key.
We just got to remind people that we have a nasty weather system around here. We get everything: fog, snow, sleet, rain. And this time of year, yeah, during the middle of the day, it may be nice and sunny, but in the morning, you got to remember it's wet out there.
May also said that learning to drive in wet, snowy, and icy conditions is important as well, and that goes for the experienced adult driver to the teenager earning a permit.
You know, when kids are getting their permits when they're young, I encourage parents, hey, don't just drive around the city of Eureka. Take your kid out on some of the country roads. Expose them to the different elements. Get out there, drive on the freeway. Drive on 299, drive in the snow. Get these kids some experience while they're with their parents so that when they grow up, they realize, hey, I got to watch out for these things.
You can hear the entire interview with Officer Cy May by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.